We are looking at sunshine, and we'll have a high close to the mid-40s. Temperature-wise, we start things out in Kenosha, where the reading is 26 degrees at this hour. It's 25 in Burlington, 28 Milwaukee, 27 in Racine. In front of a packed house in the Common Council chambers in Racine, Corey Mason sworn in last night as the new mayor, taking the oath of office from U.S. District Court Judge Lynn Adelman.
I commit to you to work hard every day to begin the work of rebuilding Racine's middle class. It is the call I heard from voters over and over again, and it's why I ran for mayor. I promise that the primary focus of my administration will be to get people back to work in good, family-supporting jobs.
He said Racine is facing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity in the Foxconn development, but he also said the city can only seize the opportunity by working with the building trades and labor, Gateway Technical College, and others to get people ready for those jobs.
There are enormous supply chain opportunities coming to our area. We will work aggressively to see new and current businesses thrive right here in Racine. This opportunity is just 5 miles away from Racine, but it may as well be 500 miles away if we don't aggressively fight for our residents to succeed. And that's what we will do.
Mason adding that he's looking forward to working with everybody to help Racine and build a better community. Just hours before the swearing-in, Mason sent his letter of resignation into the Wisconsin Assembly and Governor Walker. It'll be effective January 15th. He says that he will give the governor plenty of time to schedule a special election so the seat can be filled before the final Assembly floor session in January and February, noting that a general election January 16th would be the quickest possible election timeline under state law. The Racine County Board last night debating an amendment to the proposed 2018 county budget that shifted $100,000 out of the $200,000 proposed to buy emergency generators and putting it toward paving projects in various parks. Supervisor Ron Molnar said the amendment is a compromise to one rejected by the Finance Committee last week, and it addresses the DNR rule for backup generators to municipal lift stations.
There is a need for generators. I think that the $100,000 as presented in the resolution will more than satisfactorily meet the need that's presented while also addressing needs that are present throughout the year in many other areas. Additional support is without question needed to address neglected areas in our parks that have year-round use.
Burlington Supervisor Tom Pringle, though, noted several homes were lost with the flooding in July, for which FEMA rejected any financial help.
If the appropriate generator or generators had been available, these homes and buildings would not have received such substantial damage. The heavy damage was because two or three lift stations were flooded. The damage was done. There are no backup generators in lift stations.
Supervisor Tom Hintz, following the 12-6 vote favoring the amendment, then a unanimous vote on the budget, suggested the money proposed for supervisory salaries could do more good buying generators. County Board will vote on the budget levy next week. A consultant's report on the possible development of a public library in Sturtevant presented to the village board last evening. Study was funded by the Racine Public Library Foundation, conducted by the firm Library Strategies. It included four possible scenarios for the village. Principal consultant Karen Rose telling the trustees they found that 20% of Sturtevant residents are considered active library users, which is actually pretty low.
You look at those numbers and you could suggest a whole bunch of reasons why that is. Like I just said, it only gets service 4 hours a week in Sturtevant. You're the furthest away from Racine, further away than Mount Pleasant. So there's a lot of potential reasons for those numbers varying a little bit like that.
Meanwhile, the study looked at the scenarios, which include a full-service facility run by the Racine Public Library, an independent village library, a Sturtevant-Racine joint-operated facility, or a link or express library, which would involve a site where books and other materials could be picked up and dropped off. It was recommended the next step be the formation of a community library planning committee. Kenosha County Board going to meet this evening to debate and adopt the proposed 2018 budget after a first reading of the spending plan last night. Finance Committee Chairman Terry Rose, during an overview, called it a lean spending plan, nothing his committee, and has made some changes to the budget presented by the county executive. It's predicted that the revenues from the county sales tax are going to be continuing to go up.
Because of the general economy and also because of the great deal of commercial construction, so you see a significant increase in sales tax.
Rose noting that the biggest increase in the budget, the Sheriff's Department and Human Services. The county's relationship with Kemper Center dominating the public comments last night. And Morelli, who owns Morelli's Deli Catering, urging all the supervisors to continue their support of the county parks.
The facility needs every penny that can be spared. I've been catering there for 3 years. I serve Kiwanis and Rotary weekly, and I also have served some people for weddings and other types of events. I really sincerely believe that every penny is well spent, and it's a benefit to the neighborhood and to the county.
Under the budget as it currently stands, the tax levy would increase 7.24%, meaning taxes on a Kenosha County home valued at $100,000 would increase just under $2. Tonight's meeting to vote on the budget begins at around 7:30. Something unusual happened with the mayor's report of nominations to reappoint members of the Waterworks and Wastewater Commissions. Rejected 8-6, the vote of the Common Council last night. Alderman John Tate II started a movement by questioning if the new mayor shouldn't have the chance to find a more diverse group of nominees.
I do have a concern with kind of appointments in general as it works with this city. You know, we're renewing all of these positions and not really rotating any new people out, and I have a concern with that because we have a problem in the city in general with who gets appointed to what commissions, and it often does not reflect the diversity of this city. And if I look at these correctly, you know, I hate to say it, but the majority of these appointments are older white men, and I'm kind of tired of seeing that.
Alderman Terry McCarthy, one of the names on the list, pointing out the city would lack representation for upcoming meetings or there would be no quorum to conduct business. Council unanimously accepted an alternative 3-month approval to the reappointments. Mayor Corey Mason urged to come up with names more reflective of the city's diverse population. Council and Racine approving the 2018 General Fund capital improvement budgets without discussion, as amended by the Committee of the Whole to, among other things, reduce the recycling fee increase to $2.60 for expanded green waste collection. Alderman Widener and Smetana voting against the General Fund budget recommendation, while joined by Alderman Lemke on the CIP budget. Council approved the police union contract without discussion, and no discussion nor appearance by the attorney for the applicant. Alderman 14-0 to not renew the liquor license for the Riverside Inn, a move that may prompt some legal action. Also, it was approval of a $19.1 million refunding resolution through its bond council that was approved by the council last night. This is projected to save more than $300,000 between now and the year 2031. John Mahan of Robert W. Baird said bonds issued in 2008 and 2011 being refunded because of low interest rates and the pending tax reform bill in Washington.
What we're experiencing is a concern that going forward, there won't be the number of municipal bond issues in the marketplace. Advanced refundings, private activity bonds, 501c3 bonds, 501c3 bonds are all subject to possibly not being eligible starting January 1 of 2018.
Said the savings would be almost $100,000 more than projected to the Finance Committee last month before the tax reform proposal started gaining traction. The Kenosha County Board approves entering into an agreement with several law firms to investigate possible lawsuits against several pharmaceutical companies allegedly involved in contributing to the nation's opioid epidemic. Corporation Counsel Joseph Cardamone telling the supervisors last night this letter of engagement allows the law firms to investigate the claims that the county may have regarding some expenses incurred because of the crisis, which could have been spent elsewhere. Any lawsuits, he said, would be modeled after those filed against the tobacco companies of several years ago.
Manufacturers of pharmaceuticals who it is alleged engaged in deceptive practices relating to the safety of long-term opioid use, the theory being that this has contributed significantly to the number of individuals using opioids, generally speaking, initially for appropriate and medically approved purposes, and then finding themselves in a situation where they need to continue using those medications.
Said the lawsuits are being filed all around the country. This agreement gives Kenosha County, in his words, a seat at the table. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's next listening session later today for the folks in the town of Burlington. It's going to be held at the Western Racine County Service Center building on North Main Street in the city of Burlington. It runs from 4 until 6 o'clock. And the Foxconn deal coming up for a vote today by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Assembly Speaker Robin Vaughn says it's his belief that they will act in the best interest of the state's taxpayers. And Voss, during a media availability, said he believes that releasing the contract to the WEDC board's members before the vote was taken, that was the right thing to do. So negotiations continued over the weekend, the board being kept in the loop.
And it's my understanding that they are continuing to be updated as things either could potentially change or are being discussed. That, to me, is the most important, so that when the final document is produced, we can all stand proudly and say this is a continues to be a great deal for Wisconsin taxpayers, and Wiedek has done their job.
Voss, though, accusing the Democrats of pulling a bait and switch by removing Representative Peter Barca from Kenosha from the WEDC board and replacing him with Representative Dana Walks, who was announced to run for governor. Barca angered party members over voting for the Foxconn incentive package that was approved by the legislature. And, of course, the governor has said he expects to sign the contract by the end of the week. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.